we're holding here page 515 about the Tzava, and it's speaking about the we're going to do now an Akedah that speaks about the Kavan and the Mitzvah, understanding what you're doing, and so on. Vela begodim Mashiyasus Roshim Eifod, but also big the Kodesh La'ayin Achichol Vanal Chanali. So he brings a Medrash. Lo Manichtu Big the Kodesh Parash Kabanis. Why do we have the Parash of Big Kodesh next to Parash Kabanis? Lo Machot, the teacher that just like Kabanis are a Kapara, so too Big the Kuna are Kapara. And it goes through each one of the Big the Kuna, how it serves the Kapara. The Choshen is a Mishpat, and so on. So the Akeda says, Vehine, Bezoisa Madrega Mea Maisa Sheishpo Limut Vechachma, Hisyachto Echidim Vachachamim. So whenever you have something that you do, a mitzvah, that has depth and understanding to itself, this is where you get a divergence from Chachamim to the rest of the Am. Ha'ois Omnam, Ha'boi Arim Va'am, the foolish people, the silly people, they do a mitzvah just with their hands. Mishulalas mishum kavana mekavana, without any thought to it. Aleim amar kosovati yir osim oisim mitzvah sanoshim lomada. It says that their activities of God fearing, the activities that express the fear of God, was simply wrote. Valeim kiven rava mer mashakosav oma shamon am aretz ha'oskim b'mitzvos hemarotzon v'lamelech l'kanes etzloi. Ela shelero b'samelach klal. So he says the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, he has a criticism of all of the multitude of the mitzvahs. He said it's like they represent a group of people who would like to come to the palace and visit the king, but have no clue as to how what a palace looks like. If somebody does a mitzvah the way you would dig a ditch or chop wood, without any reference to what you're doing, not who did it, not for what reason, lo tasha shegat the tachlis, you have yet to reach the tachlis. Al tios korav mishnemem korvat befiem rochak v'yaseim adkan. But it's better than the person who talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk. Someone says, okay, best, you know, doing it is a big step forward over people who don't do it and just talk about doing it. But you're missing the entire message of it if you're not living it by understanding what you're doing. Yema. When you do a mitzvah for the right reason, he has shleimus of avedus, and it is the shleimus of avedus. And when you're missing all three of them, you really, really are lacking. Let's talk a few minutes about this because there's some bit of misunderstanding. The inyan of kavana and mitzvahs was a bit of a bone of contention between Chassidim and Misnagdim. Chassidim very, very much put a tremendous stress on kavana, and they excused deficiencies in the Maisa, so you'll daven very late, because theoretically a kavana is much better at 11:30 in the morning than it is at 6:30 in the morning. So that was the reason Chassidim gave for it. The Reb Chaim Volozhin comes down very hard on it, and he says, if you do a Maisa Mitzvah with a minimal level of Kavana, understanding, etc., you're fine. If you don't do a Maisa Mitzvah, all the Kavanas and understanding of the world are not going to get you anywhere. That's the Lashon of the Reb Chaim, he talks about it, and so on, very strongly so. But that doesn't excuse the other half. And people sort of, they take Reb Chaim, yes, he says that whatever you do in Maisa Mitzvah, it creates olamas, destroys olamas, moves olamas, does things, and therefore that's very, very you know, that's important itself. It's true. But the real purpose of a mitzvah, first and foremost, is Rotel Lazakos is Yisroel. It's to change the person, to move the person, whatever. When you do an act without being conscious of it, barely being conscious, let's say, it has some effect on you, but extremely minimal. But when you do something and you're thinking it, your mind is in it, then it becomes a whole different miser. There's a mistake. When people think of kavanas, they tend to think of sitting and thinking all sorts of pirushim and farshim and stuff into the davening, into the maaseh mitzvah. That's not true. Kavana more than anything else is, we're always doing things. I'm walking with somebody and talking. So my walk is autopilot. My talking to him is something which is where I'm. That's where I'm present. That's where I'm at. Sometimes it would be the opposite. A person is struggling to learn how to walk, for instance, somebody's been after, or somebody is crossing a very treacherous path, and somebody is walking with him and holding him. He needs to make conversation to be Yotzei Chavoso, kind of, you know, just to be nice, but he's not even thinking what he's saying. He's very, very focused on what he's doing. The word kavana means focus. What am I focused on doing? So if a person picks up a lulav and esrog and he says, I'm now about to mekayem a mitzvah, and I'm doing it and so on, that mitzvah it's gone from being gray and barely perceptible to being full of bright colors. And the difference in terms of its effect on the person and so on is obviously night and day. So that's what the Rambam says, three things. What you're doing, why you're doing, and what's the purpose of what you're doing. Those are, so if a person is into it, the word kavana means to be focused into it. When we do the things that we really want to do, so we're into it. Oh no. So he says, the one thing I will admit is, even though a person doesn't know the reason for the mitzvah, so a person is doing paraduma. A person is doing also. The person is salting the meat to take the blood. It doesn't really. So you don't have to know it, but you have to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me now. Go take the blood out. You already are in the parsha, so to speak. You feel the melech who's being mitzaveh, even though they see him only through a veil. Because they don't really understand what's the salt in the meat and what for and so on and so forth. I want to add two points to get to this. First of all, one of the issues, I mean, as we're recording this, there was in Klal perspectives that I'm involved in, they were dealing with the issue of the transition from coal to being a balabas and the issues and so on. One of the issues why people don't feel they have a real enjoyment and pleasure in Yiddishkeit is because when in yeshiva you're taught that the learning is the main thing, which might be very appropriate for yeshiva bacha, and you're into it and learning, there's a zilzal, or either a zilzal by commission or by omission in doing mitzvahs. Not in doing them, but in actually making that a focus of Avodas Hashem. Hasidim is slightly different. So imagine a person, he's going from kollel, now he's working as an accountant, and he feels really blah because his ruchnius was learning 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, and now we just kind of is not doing much in that area. Okay, but if let's say in the morning when he would put on tefillin, he would say to himself, I'm about to do an extraordinary mitzvah. That's mekasha mitakadosh baruch hu, that's meyachad olamis, and it puts kedusha around me, and I tie the tefillin. A person puts on tzitzis, a person learns krishma, probably in some sense the primary mitzvah. being miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person would feel a tremendous, tremendous sense of accomplishment. It is very big. Yes, at a period in life when you can be sitting and learning, so that you should get all your calories from the morning davening, and then you can skip the rest and sort of work off the calories that you had during davening and sort of run around, that's the wrong thing. So Baruch has to be told, for you, learning is a thing. But as a person passing the life, we are conscious, Baruch dictates a life that you have to work a big part of the day, most of the day, and take care of family and so on. Mitzvahs become very important. A person sits and learns with his child, and he says, I'm being mekayim a mitzvah shenamtam levanecha. These are core mitzvahs of unbelievable significance. And therefore, doing them in a way that produces the sense of it will give people a tremendous sense of an appropriate sense of brokenness. So, that's one point I wanted to add. The other thing I'd like to say over a story I witnessed, experienced. There was a person in Yerushalayim called Reb Chaim Brim. Chaim Brim was an extremely chashuv Talmud Chacham. He was one of the big Talmud Chachamim in Yerushalayim, a machut and Rebbe Yashiv. His brother was Rashiva Bayan. What made Reb Chaim Brim kind of unique was the two worlds that he synthesized. He was a Bayan Chazir from birth and went to Davin in Bayan. He was also a Talmud Chazanish and very, very kosher to Mir. So he had two equal parts himself, one Hasidus, one Yeshivish, and he was the Haifa Yidin, a very, very special person. I went with my son before Zad Mitzvah to get a bracha from him. And Reb Chaim Brim told him that he once heard from Rav Volba that when you do a mitzvah, k'tikuno, you do a mitzvah where it should be done, the mitzvah, the one who commands, the mitzvah, the one who was commanded, and the mitzvah become one and the same. It's a union of the two, the mitzvah and the mitzvah through the mitzvah. The word sevet in Lashon Kodesh means actually attachment. Modern Vitzrei Tsevet is a crew. Tzavta in the Gemara means a company, companionship, and so on. Then he told my son, I witnessed this type of madregan doing a mitzvah, I witnessed twice in my life. Once, when the Siyatne Rebbe, Siyatne was on the Regina Rebbe, like a parallel to Biyana Rebbe, did nanuim on his Ashinus. That's where I saw a mitzvah and a mitzvah and the mitzvah become one. And the Chazanish, when he davened mincha on weekdays, on a regular weekday mincha, I also saw that. I was kind of very, it was very moving like that. You know, the two worlds, and you know, Chazanish is mincha and the Siyatne Rebbe is a shyness. But upon him, that's the type of togetherness. Oh no. So that's when you do a mitzvah. Ela maskilim behem. So the second paragraph he had said, just doing it with a sense, I'm not sure why, but it's like I'm told by somebody very important, very high up. I'm called and I said, I need to go to this place, pick up an envelope, come straight back, and be careful. So I may not know what it is, but I have a sense that I'm doing something very, very important. Omna, next paragraph. Ela maskilim bahem, the ones who know, who understand, Adar Shemanu, Heima she'ilam tomikom mitzvah Torah. The person who does it the way we described is the one who is most affected by it, both when he's doing it or when he's not doing it. What does that mean? Sitting and learning today about menorah and mishkan has the same effect on us as if when we did it. Anything that we understand, so he says the next madrig is a person that when he understands the mitzvah, the understanding itself has the effect on him that the actual mitzvah does. When you're learning the parashah of Te'ina, So we don't have many donkeys going around and loading, unloading. But if a person learns it and he thinks about it, when he understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to be friendly to each other, and the words impress themselves on him, that this is who he is and what he wants to be, then he'll always act that way. Even without getting the donkey, so. And the truth is, you have it, in psychology, you have different types of exercises where thinking through something, if you do it right and well, has the same effect on you as if you actually did it. It takes focus, it takes a certain strength to it, but it's doable. So many things I sort of play through my mind, and it has that effect on me. This is true by all mitzvahs. The kavanah in all of them is to teach people what's right and what's good. And all mitzvahs work for that. And by that sense, avodah was never bottle. Yes, we don't have karbanis, but we have the world of karbanis. Haskalosum ebatla. The understanding of karbanis has become bottle. And when a person thinks about it and remembers it, it has the effect on him to be humble before God. So, karbanis bring a person a sense of humility, sacrifice, acquiescence, and so on, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person learns karbanis with that sense of it, he has it. Once we've recognized that the kavanah of karbanis is to have a ruach nishbara, hina yadano kilev nishba v'nidke at kiyebeli karban, a contrite and humble spirit, even if we don't actually do the sacrifice. This is what Chazal meant, that if somebody says the Pasha Karbonis, it is as if he brought a Zeus Makiv there. Just like actually doing them produces a certain effect, and you keep it in front of your das in order to understand and know it, so learning it will actually give you that effect. This is true about all mitzvahs. Where if a person thinks, understands, learns about it, if he's into it, it has the effect on him. It can get to a point where it's almost as good, it's just as good. The Torah that we have, alzeh ofen, when it's done right, when you learn it with that type of impact. It's a tool to get the right. Cicada says over here that the purpose of all the mitzvahs is to change the person. It's certainly much easier to do with a mitzvah, and let's make it clear, if a person can do the mitzvah, for instance, let's say an ani comes and he needs tzedakah, and I say, you know what, instead of wasting a dollar on the ani, I'm going to learn how to tzedakah. So obviously the lack of activity is clearly a pircha on his kavan. It's clear the person is doesn't mean it. But if we can't do it and a person really wants to do it, it's a world of difference. If he cannot do it, but he learns it, then the learning itself becomes the full picture of it. And this is one of the reasons why Talmud Torah is such an important mitzvah, it allows us to experience the full complement of ruchniistic activities that affect us in many ways, even if we don't have them. Tum and Tara, we don't have Tum and Tara, but learning it, it gives us a sense of it. I want to explain one more enigmatic thing with it. The Gemara says that Ben Sarah v'mar lo hayv le'nivra, Ben Sarah v'mar never could happen, even a dachas v'shay lefer could happen, but droish v'kal v'schar, just learn it and get schar. So first of all, there's tons of stuff to learn without Ben Sarah v'mar. So why put it in? And what does it mean, a mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that never comes alive? It's like learning about what to do on a day gravity it stops working, like instructions. It's silly. Well, why learn about something? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berachmav doesn't allow for Ben Sarah to happen. But the Inyan of Ben Sarah carries many important lessons and many important understandings about what real Rachmim is, nipping the bad in the bud and so on. Those are all things that are very, very important. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give it to us in the world of mitzvahs, he gave it us in the world of Torah, which if learned properly will have the same effect on us as the mitzvah itself. And we'll have all the effect that the mitzvah has without having actually to put somebody to death, as a show. So Dereish V'Kal V'Schar means it's there, the schar of it is realized when we learn about it rather than we do it. That's the Pshat Dereish V'Kal V'Schar. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Thank you.